USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Pennsylvania U.S. Senate primary election results, now taking days to figure out, still has no results on the Republican side. Dr. Mehmet Oz and Dave McCormick are separated by just over 1,000 votes to the Dr. Oz side of the ticket. About 20,000 votes still need to be counted. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg accepted Nordic neighbors Sweden and Finland's request to become members of NATO, also known as North Atlantic Treaty Organization.
And I warmly welcome the requests by Finland and Sweden to join NATO. You are our closest partners, and your membership in NATO would increase our shared security.
With Russia's aggression against its neighbor Ukraine, the reason to join now seems clear. Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Here at Total Wine & More, you'll find what you love and love what you find, especially our totally low prices.
That rosé you recommended was a hit. What should we try for more fun in the sun this weekend?
This silver tequila makes a refreshing tequila sunrise.
Perfect. Wow, that price is refreshing too.
Find what you love, love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Pickup and delivery available at TotalWine.com. Drink responsibly, B21.
Attention weekend gardeners, don't let insect pests destroy your hard work. Fight back with Maggie's Farm, created by pest control professionals. Maggie's Farm plant and mineral-based products provide amazingly effective insect control, like our 3-in-1 garden spray for organic gardening. Deadly on garden insects, but safe to use around children and pets. Maggie's Farm, lethal to bugs, easy on the planet. Now, for a limited time, get a free box of our patented no-spill ant kill bait stations with purchase at greenbugkiller.com. That's greenbugkiller.com.
The Center for Disease Control is sounding the alarm again. The agency claims COVID-19 cases are increasing in some sections of the United States and are warning things could get even worse in the coming months. They're asking folks in the hardest hit areas of the Northeast and Midwest to consider reissuing calls for indoor masking. The new misinformation branch of Homeland Security is being put back on ice.
Free speech wins, for now. The Department of Homeland Security paused its new Disinformation Governance Board on Wednesday, and the board's director will resign. This follows weeks of questions about whether the board would encroach on free speech rights, but the board isn't gone for good yet. A DHS advisory council will make recommendations in 75 days. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you just have a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. There are hundreds of thousands of members, and they love it. MediShare has a 98% customer satisfaction rating, and this is obviously huge. The typical family saves around $6,000 a year switching to MediShare. Find out more. They're great to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
Republican Representative Matt Rosendale on Newsmax Wednesday says the U.S. government and its border policy has allowed an invasion of this country, and the drugs that are getting in is a chemical attack on the American people.
Yeah, we don't have operational control over our southern border, which has been mandated in statute back in the early 2000s. 234,000 illegals last month alone. If we do continue that trend for 4 months, you already surpassed the entire population of Montana. This is just unbelievable, the invasion that is taking place on our southern border. And along with that, not only are we bringing in all of these people that are going to be completely dependent upon our social safety net, which means that the taxpayers across the nation are going to have to absorb that cost, we also have all the human trafficking that's coming through. We have the drugs that are flowing across our border. 105,000 people died in our country last year from drug overdoses. The vast majority of that was from fentanyl that came directly across the southern border. We literally have a chemical attack taking place on our country right now, and the Biden administration is doing nothing to stop it. As a matter of fact, as you just heard from Jason, the policies that Mayorkas is trying to put in place will simply make it worse.
It's week 6 in the USFL Football League. There's 2 games on Saturday and 2 games on Sunday. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.